Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So I'm driving home from work. I'm done. It's not even 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I screwed up today. I was supposed to go and order chicken pot pies for some of the residents for dinner tonight with a side of cottage cheese. And I had called my boss and I said, what kind of pot pies am I supposed to get? And she's like, whatever, it doesn't matter. She assumed that I was talking about the brand. And I was talking about what flavor. So I got mix match. And then I had to go back and exchange the mix match. Mix and match. For chicken. So imagine you're going to the customer service. And you're like, I'm exchanging these 20 pot pies for these 20 chicken pot pies. But then I was driving home and I was checking my email. Like I always do, you know, texting and driving. But I got a comment to my 3 a.m. boo. And Mac, I love you. You made me laugh hysterically. Because the comment of we know when you're drunk because you always something about having a big smile on your face. And yeah, for the most part, I'm not one of those when I go out. I'm not one of those angry, inebriated people, but yeah. And I was always told that when I've been drinking, I always, yeah, the smile. Let's see, what did Mike say? You look like the Cheshire cat that just ate a mouse, and you still have the tail hanging out of the side of your mouth, and you've got the smile like I didn't do it. I didn't eat anything. What are you talking about? And so that it just made me crack up. So thanks, Mac, for that. And I just wanted to say that I was catching up on booze last night. I tweeted that I was listening to, I think, Pilgrim Chris and Dean Reed and Mac and Simon. And then Chris said something about I hope it's not because his books are boring. And no, it's not boring at all. It's just very relaxing. So, it's, you know, the voices, you guys' voices aren't, they're just very relaxing, so I can listen as I'm, like, starting to, you know, relax. So, because if I'm listening to music or I'm watching TV or something, I get hyped up. So, that worked really well. Anyway, it's raining, and it's, only 63 degrees, and I think it was last week, it was still in the 90s, and my beloved said, watch, we scorched all summer, and it is now August, and we will probably go straight into the cold, you know, really fast. For some reason, that's what his predictions are. The grass is kind of recovering. Our backyard is dirt, basically. The grass is dead from the sun blistering it. After all the hard work we did when we first moved in, now it just looks really bad. But anyway, what else? I'm trying to think. I still have no idea where I got that bruise from. And I know, I want to say thanks to Timmy Sims and Riff Stone and a few others that listened to my podcast yesterday and called in, and that was really good. That was really nice. I like that. So it's Monday. I was going to go bicycle riding, but I guess I'm not now. And today is my daughter's 22nd birthday. Wow. Do I even remember what was going on 22 years ago? No, not really. I know I was in a rough spot because I was separated from my first husband at the time. So, yeah, imagine having a child and then you're going through a divorce. That was intense. Yeah, really. Looking back, now I remember. Alrighty, people. I hope everybody has a great day. Bye.